Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Jo.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Week in Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And we're back. This week, it's Matteo and I bringing you all the skating news and event information.
Yes, Gina's having a little rest. She deserves it. And we are holding the fort. And we've got so much to talk about today, Daphne, don't we?
I know. There were a number of high-profile competitions. We're into the second week of September, so it's amping up in all the best ways. So from here on out, I have a feeling we're going to have quite a robust agenda each week.
Yes, which is good, isn't it? Because we knew it would have gotten to that stage anyway. So we are ready for it now.
So let's kick it off with some general skating news. In Grand Prix updates, the host picks for Grand Prix de France have been assigned. They are going to Clémence Mayendu, Megan Westenberg and Dennis Strakalin, Selena Fragi and Jean-Hans Furneaux, and Natasha Lagouche and Arnaud Kaffa. So congratulations to those who were picked to compete there.
Couple more Grand Prix updates. So first of all, Ekaterina Gainish and Dmitry Chigarev have withdrawn from Skate America. And also for Junior Grand Prix, we can now see entries for Solidarity Cup and Abu Dhabi Junior Grand Prix.
I can't believe it because I feel like we're into the JGP and now we know the entries for all of them. Before you know it, we are going to be starting the Senior Grand Prix. So it's going really fast.
Yes, too fast.
So the entries for the Nepala Memorial Challenger event have been posted. Highlights in the men's event, Kevin Amos, Daniel Grassel, Nikolai Memela, Matteo Rizzo, Camden Pulkkinen, and Jacob Sanchez. In the women's event, Nina Petrokina, Lara Naki Gutman, Cheon Kim, Star Andrews, Elise Lynn Gracie, and the returning Ava Maria Ziegler. You may all remember that she has been out for an entire season with an injury, and she's back. We have a loaded dance field with Marjorie Lejoie and Zachary Laga, Natalie Tashlarova and Philip Tashler, Olivia Smart and Tim Deek, Yulia Turkola and Matthias Versluis, Evgenia Lopareva and Jeffrey Brissot, Noemi Talley and Noah Lafanara, Caroline Green and Michael Parsons, as well as Katerina Wolf-Kostin and Dmitry Serevsky. Looks really packed there.
Mm-hmm. Another one I'm tempting to go to, but we have to pace ourselves.
Yep.
Right. Finally, we want to mention that Stars on Ice announced they will present an 8-city holiday tour from December 4th to 21st. The tour will feature Elvis Soyko, Caitlin Osmond, Ekaterina Gordeva, and more. We are going to add a link to that in our show notes.
Yes. And this is Stars on Ice Canada. They're doing a national Canadian tour. So, moving on to event results and coverage, Matteo was a little bit busy this weekend because he traveled to Sheffield for the Bolero Cup. This is the inaugural competition. You got to see some great skating.
I did. Yeah, it was amazing to go there. So, I thought living in London, UK, going to Sheffield is a national competition for me. So, I thought I cannot miss that. I couldn't do the rhythm dance day, which was Friday because of work commitments. But I said I'm not going to miss the Saturday with the free dances. And I'm really glad that I did that. So, as you said, this was the inaugural Bolero Cup. Competition, which is just an ice dance competition that has got senior, junior, and advanced novice categories. The event was created as a tribute to Jane Turville and Christopher Dean. So Bolero, of course, recalls their legendary Bolero performance that won them the Olympic medal. And actually, Turville and Dean were there. I could actually have a little chat with them, took a photo of them, which I posted on IDC, and you can go and check it there. But, you know, it was quite an important moment when you see these legends right in front of you and you can actually talk to them. I thought, wow, that's it's not even, you know, the proper start of my season, but it's already like the peak of the season for me with these meetings. So I really enjoy it. I'm really happy that I could enjoy that little brief interaction with them. And they were interacting with everyone when they were there. As you can imagine, they are incredibly famous. So they had a lot of kids, skaters, people that were there watching the events, going there, asking for photos. And, you know, they were not missing the opportunity to have a little chat with everyone there. So that was really nice because, of course, they're legends, but they're still inspiring everyone. And I'm glad that they're continuing to do that throughout everything that is coming up their way, including a new competition like this at their name. So going into the competitions, senior ice dance, we had the debut of Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson's new programs. So their rhythm dance is based on a medley on the Spice Girls. She was wearing the Union Jack, so she was taking back the famous dress that Jerry Halliwell had, or Ginger Spice, and he was wearing the leopard print top, which is recalling what Mel B used to have, so Scary Spice. And it was quite entertaining, as you can imagine, very uplifting. And at the end of the rhythm dance, they were in first place. In the free dance, they showcased their new free dance, which is a program based on traditional Scottish music, which is paying tribute to Lewis's heritage. And that was quite interesting because it's something, again, it's something that we've not really seen that much in ice dance, but they're bringing that to the ice. It's very entertaining. I really liked the first lift that they did where she's lifted on top of Lewis's head. That's quite impressive. And there is a moment halfway through the program where Lewis is actually taking Lila and lifting her onto the ring boards, which again, it's something that we've not seen before. So are they setting a new trend there, like they did when they started to touch the sideboard? I don't know, but I suppose that's something that we're going to see again in the future. So let's keep an eye open for that. But yeah, the free dance is incredibly entertaining. The response from the public was amazing. It was probably not entirely ready as yet, but it's okay because it's the start of the season. And at the end of the month, they're actually going to Nebelhorn Trophy. So I'm pretty sure they will show an advanced version of what they showed last weekend. But yeah, they ended second in the free dance, but overall the combined score allowed them to win the event. So well done to the two of them. Actually, I was telling Daphne that they were busy with some media work in the UK today. And this morning I switched the BBC morning program on the TV and they were there. So it's quite nice to start your day like that with the skating just being all around you in your life. So moving on to the second place, Alison Reed and Saulius Ambrulevicius skated there, debuting their programs as well. So the rhythm dance is very, very, very entertaining, in my opinion. They got a beautiful step sequence when they get into the I'm Too Sexy music, and it's incredibly engaging, and I cannot wait to see it in person, because, of course, as I said, I could only see it in video not being there on the Friday. But on the Saturday, I could see their free program. They're bringing back music from Faithless, which they did in 2022, and it really suits them. It's their style. They love it. I love what they're wearing as well. And they ended up winning the free dance. So they ended up in second place overall. But it's an incredibly, well-suited program for the two of them. They look good, which I'm really glad to say. And we're all keeping our fingers crossed because they are going to the qualifying event in Beijing in a couple of weeks. And that's an Olympic qualifier event, which is quite important because they still have to fight to get their access to the Olympic Games. So given that Alison has now got Lithuanian citizenship, we are hoping that they will do their best at the event and get the spots that they really fought hard to gain. So good luck. In third place were Australia's Holly Harris and Jason Chan. They, again, they had really nice programs. For day three, they brought back their Debussy's Clair de Lune program from last season. And it's very nice. It's incredibly light and delicate. And I really enjoyed watching the two of them. And clearly, of course, I was pleased to end on the podium. Maybe in the senior ice dance field, if I can mention another couple of programs that stood out for me, definitely Emmy Cooey and Jonathan Rogers. Their free dance is beautiful. I thought that they were incredibly light, delicate, and they presented a very beautiful program there. And the other one that I want to mention is Spain's Philomene Saborin and Raul Bermejo, which skated on House of Cards. That's incredibly original. They bring the costumes from the movie. The music is, it's quite a nice mix. And you end up with the last minute or so clapping your hands with them. So that, well done to them. It's a very entertaining program. And I look forward to seeing it again at some point in the season. So moving on to the junior ice dance. The junior teams were 8 in total competing there. Gold and silver were won by Britain. So Mimi Marler-Davies and Joseph Black won gold. They skated on Summerzime in the free program and went up from 2nd in the rhythm dance to 1st in the free dance and 1st overall. In 2nd place were Ashley Slatter and Louis Gregory, which are a new team as well. I think they got together roughly 6 or 8 months ago, and they were the leaders after the rhythm dance, but in the free dance, they ended in 2nd place, and they managed to win the silver medal. And in 3rd place, the Czech team of Kristina Stanklova and Karel Konstron, which skated, again, one of those beautiful, nice and light programs and earned them the bronze medal. Just a quick thing that I want to mention about junior ice dance, the junior ice dance event, is that there was another Czech team. So the siblings Barbara and Marcej Klesl, they had to stop midway through the program because there was a little plastic bag that was identified on the ice ring. So they had to, as soon as that was identified, they had to stop the music. They removed the plastic and they just removed, they just restarted to skate where they left the program. And I have to say that although, you know, it's quite something, isn't it? Particularly when you're a junior team as well, I suppose. I mean, it's difficult for a senior team, but in junior, you're even less experienced when it comes to these events that happen and you cannot predict. So they were incredibly good at resuming the program, bringing back the energy today, very upbeat end of the program, and skates to finish with big smiles on their faces. So well done. It's, you know, it's one of those things that is showing that this is a live sport. You do things live and anything could happen. So closing the recap is the Advanced Novice Ice Dance. There were 2 American teams. So the winners were Karen Lee and James Zhu, which took gold. And they were followed by Rylin Lukanin and Patrick O'Brien in silver. Both really nice, very sweet. So I'm very glad. It was my first ever Advanced Novice event that I could see. And I'm really glad I did that. And I'm definitely going to go again if I have a chance in the future.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that you got to see, well, 2 of the strongest Advanced Novice teams from the U.S. that competed at the Bolero Cup. I was excited when I saw their names on the roster because it's such a great opportunity for them to get this international experience at this level, because we all know junior is next, and anytime you can get that valuable experience, it is so helpful in development. So let's move on to the 2025 John Nix Pair Challenge. It was a challenger event for pairs. There were a lot of mistakes by all the teams in both the short and the free skates. Deanna Stilato-Dudek, Maxime Deschamps won the event. In their short program, they debuted a new pairs element, an assisted backflip. I saw on Twitter some folks sharing videos of a team from, I believe it was China, that had been doing an element either identical or similar to it. So, so the second team to do this, it's very cool. In 2nd place, Elisa Efimova and Misha Mitrofanov of the U.S., with Katie McBeath and Daniel Parkman of the U.S. in 3rd. Another U.S. team, Emily Chan and Spencer Howe, finished fourth. Audrey Shin, Balazs Nagy finished in seventh place. As you may remember, they are the Skate to Milano pairs entry for the U.S., as previously announced. Also taking place at this competition, the John Nix Pairs International for junior. Regan Moss and Jacob Galbavi of the U.S. won the event, earning personal best scores. Hannah Herrera and Ivan Kopta of Ukraine finished second. I think this may be their first competition. Niav Davison and Daniel Borisov of Great Britain finished in third.
Right, let's move on to the 2025 Kinoshita Group Cup, which is a Challenger Series event for single, pairs and ice dance. Starting with the men, the winner of the men's event was Juan Cha. He was followed by Kazuki Tomono in silver medal position and Tomoki Hiwatashi in bronze medal position. He pulled up to third after fourth in a short program. In the women's, gold was won by Mbona Chiba. She finished first in the short and free skate. Silver went to Kaori Sakamoto. She pulled up to second overall after being fourth in the short program. And in bronze medal position, we had Saki Miyake, which was second in the short program and fifth in the free skate.
Over in the pairs, Japan's Riku Miura and Ryuichi Kihara won the gold medal, followed by Georgia's Anastasia Metelkina and Luka Barulova, and bronze medal going to Japan's Yuna Nagioka and Sumitada Moriguchi. They're another team, I think, that's headed off to try to secure that spot at the Skate to Milano event. I wanted to point out Valentina Plazas and Maximiliano Fernandez finished in fourth at this competition. It is their first comp back after missing all of last season due to Max's injury. In the dance event, gold went to Canada's Marija Loriot and Roman Legac. Silver went to Emilia Zingis and Vadim Kolesnik of the United States. And bronze went to the U.S.'s Leah Nesset and Artem Markelov.
Now, as you know, we are in the Junior Grand Prix season, so the one that took place last week was actually not too far from where I'm from, so it was in Varese in Italy. Starting with the men, Jason Brown joined Mark Andretti and Ted Barson for the commentary during the men's free skate, which was really nice. So the podium was all first-time Junior Grand Prix medalists. Japan's Taiga Nishino won gold. He was followed by Habin Choi of Korea in silver and Shun Uemura of Japan in bronze. In the women's, Sumika Kanazawa won gold in her first ever Junior Grand Prix event. Seojin Yeon from Korea won the silver. And Yihan Wang of China, who finished fourth in the Junior Grand Prix final last season, won the bronze medal.
In the dance event, Jasmine Robertson and Chase Rohner of the U.S., who've only been together since January, won their first Junior Grand Prix gold medal and their second medal in 3 weeks after capturing bronze in Riga. They are in a good position to make the Junior Grand Prix final in December. In second place, France's Ambre Perrier-Giannissini and Samuel Blank-Kleperman, who were in seventh place after the rhythm dance. I was surprised, and when I was watching it, I saw the mistake that they made. It was an unfortunate fall, but they were able to bounce back. They were second in the free dance and won the silver medal. I really enjoyed their free dance. It is to music from I think it's the Legend of Tarzan movie, so it's not Disney Tarzan, it's a different version, and it's got this intensity that I really enjoy. And I found out that their coach, Marion de la Ascension, actually did the choreography for it. Summer Homick and Nicholas Buello of Canada pulled up from fourth place after the rhythm dance and won the bronze medal. Annalise Stapert and Maxime Korotkov of the U.S. were in third after the rhythm dance. They finished fourth in the free dance and fifth overall. And I wanted to point out, Claudia Amaro Letestu and Marco Amaro Letestu are the first team to represent Portugal on the Junior Grand Prix. They finished 15th.
We also want to mention the 99th annual Middle Atlantic Championships, which is an NQS for single and pairs. And what we want to mention about that one is Ava Marie Ziegler, who competed for the first time since the 2024 Four Continents Championships. She actually won the event. She finished first in a short program and second in the free skate. So you're going to find detail and links to everything that we talked about, including a few more events that took place last week in our show notes.
Moving on to upcoming events for the week. Wow, another busy week. First up, we have the Junior Grand Prix in Bangkok, Thailand. This is quite an event with headlining skaters.
So shall we break down the names there? With the men, we have Ryo Nakasa, Yanhao Li, Patrick Blackwell, and Anthony Paradis. And in the women, Mao Shimada, Mei Okada, who won the Junior Grand Prix in Riga, Stefania Gladke, Emilia Nemirovsky, and Junior Grand Prix debut for Jessica Jurka. So I'm already thinking, wow, definitely let's not miss these ones. And what about pairs and dance, Daphne?
So Jasmine DeRocher and Kieran Thrasher of Canada, they were bronze medalists at the 2024 Junior Grand Prix final. They are here, as well as Ryu Guo and Yuan Zhang of China, who were second at the Junior Grand Prix in Ankara. We also have Mi Jun Hu and Zexuan Wang, as well as Reagan Moss and Jacob Galbavi from the United States. In dance, this is the first Junior Grand Prix of the season for Hannah Maria Aboyan and Danielle Veselukin of the U.S. They have competed domestically at several competitions and won them all. We also have Charlie Anderson and Caden Dawson of Canada. They were silver medal at the Junior Grand Prix Ankara. And then Leah Hien and Louis Varescon of France, who won bronze at Junior Grand Prix Ankara. So that is a pretty fun event. Moving on, we also have the Challenger Series Lombardia Trophy taking place in Bergamo, Italy, which Matteo wanted to go to, but you know what? As we've talked about, it's just not possible to make all of these things work.
Yeah, life is too busy, isn't it? And you know, Sheffield was great to go to, but took a lot of energy after a busy week at work. You know, in fact, when I did some of the posting online, I'd made a couple of mistakes, which I don't normally make, and they were kind of suggestive of how tired I was going there. So I'm glad that I don't have a flight to catch at the end of this week to go to the Lombardia Trophy. But I am sad that in the men's field, for example, I'm going to miss Ilya Malinin, Adam Tsiao-Impha, and Yuma Kageyama, just to mention three big names, which will feel like the pre-Olympics in a way. There's also going to be Kao Miura, Shun Sato, Nicolai Memola, and Matteo Rizzo. In the women's, we have Alyssa Liu, which just announced the programs, and she's got Lady Gaga, and why am I not going to see that? But it's going to be epic, I'm sure. She's also going to be joined by Shi-Yong Kim, Rino Matsuike, Ryon Sumiyashi, and Lara Naki-Kutman.
In pairs, we have a trio of Italian teams, Sara Conti and Niccolò Macci, Rebecca Gilardi and Filippo Ambrosini, Lucrezia Bacardi and Matteo Guarisse, three solid, strong teams to lead it off. And plus we have Ukraine's Sofia Holodchenko and Artem Jarensky. In the dance event, we have the Czechs, Katerina Moráskova and Daniel Moráček. We have Ava Pate and Logan Bai, Katerina Wolfkosten and Dmitry Serevsky, Victoria Mani and Carlo Roethlisberger, as well as Noemi Maria Talley and Noah Lafanara. So the solo dance final is also taking place this week. Melanie is there as the last minute official photographer. It's stacked. This has been a season of qualifying for the skaters that are there. I'm just going to highlight some of the senior and junior competitors. In senior, we have Lucas Appel, who won the event last year. We have Brooke Tufts, who won the event in 2023. We have the last two junior winners, Amal Israelova, who won in 2023, and Desi Hoeing-Moxley, who won in 2024. And Chloe Felton will also be competing there. In the junior event, Violet Yan, she is last year's silver medalist, I believe. Allison Rowe, Evan Burtz, and Marilyn McCoy Sprung. It's going to be a lot of fun. I wish I could have gone. And I'm hoping next year to make it to, I believe it's going to be held in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which has become this mecca of ice dance. in solo, so I'm hoping to go. The other two events taking place this week, Colorado Springs Invitational, which is an NQS and a non-qualifying event, and the Carousel Classic NQS that is also a non-qualifying event.
Good. So we went through all the events and we are ready now to move on to online updates. So let's start with Kirsten Spores of Great Britain. She announced on Instagram that she's taking a break from the intensity of training and competition to prioritize her well-being. She mentions that she's been battling mental health issues combined with a serious and complex injury. And she also added that it was a very hard decision with her home Europeans this year, and also stated that this is not the end of the story, just a different chapter. I'm not sure how long my break will be. I don't want to put a date on healing. This is not a goodbye to skating. It's just a see you in a bit. At the 2025 World Championships, Kirsten qualified for the free skate for the first time in her career and finished 20 seconds, qualifying a women's spot for Great Britain at the 2026 Winter Olympic Games. So, Kirsten, really well done for prioritizing your well-being. It's a very important and very brave decision, particularly given, as we said, that she's got a European event in Great Britain and she could have potentially qualified for the Olympic Games. But it's important to look after yourself. So well done and best wishes. We look forward to seeing you back.
So junior U.S. pairs team Saya Carpenter and John Maravilla announced on Instagram that they have ended their four-year partnership. Saya is taking a break from skating while John will look for a new partner. Saya and John finished third at the junior event at the 2025 U.S. Championships.
Louise Walden, a figure skating commentator and former British ice dance champion, announced that she has written a children's book called The Ice Dream Sundays. It will be available for purchase starting September 23rd. Louise was actually in Sheffield, so I saw her at the weekend. And sadly, I couldn't get a copy of the book, of course, because it's too early. But it was nice to see her there. She saw a lot of friends there from previous skating experiences. So definitely a happy event for her to attend.
And finally, SK Ice Dance, which you know is the Madrid, Spain ice dance school run by Sarah Hurtado, Kirill Kaliavin, and Senya Monko, is holding a competition simulation with their teams on Thursday and Friday from 11:30 to 12:45. And if you live in Madrid, this is a great opportunity for you to get to see that program that Mateo was talking about earlier. Moving on to featured articles and interviews, we are highlighting a couple of articles. We have a number of others, but we've chosen just a few to focus on in this episode. So the links and info on the others will be in our show notes. First one that we're going to highlight is an article from the Philadelphia Inquirer. And this article is about ice dancer Matthew Jacoby, and he's remembering his ice dance partner, Alidia Livingston, who tragically died on flight 5342. It's quite a lovely tribute to Alidia and her family. So we wanted to highlight that one. And then Fragi and Fourneau, Ready for a Pack Season, which is a Golden Skate article, as well as this last one, which is a podcast, the Future of Figure Skating podcast by Anna Keller, has an interview with Robin Cousins. I have not gotten to listen to this yet, but anyone that I know who has said it's really quite awesome. So I'm going to have to give it a listen.
Yeah, exactly the same I want to do as well. And Robbie was also in Sheffield. He was awarding the medals with Torvill and Dean. So it was very nice to see all this royalty from Great Britain's Olympic years and, you know, glorious years. But yeah, definitely this is an interview that is probably good to check out.
Yeah. Well, you know that we like to end every episode by shining a lens on everything going on at our respective websites.
So let's start with This Week in Skating. You will have seen that we have another episode with Vincent Jo. This is the fourth time that he comes back to speak with Daphne and Jean, and I'm very jealous because I've not had my chances yet, but it will happen, I'm sure. Vincent is becoming a regular friend of the podcast. He likes to speak with us, which is amazing, and we like to have him on the podcast. So Daphne and Gina talked with him about the World Championships in March, just gone, and the Olympic season that is just starting. Don't miss that. Also, don't forget to check our merchandise available on our Swag page, and you can join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes.
Well, over at IDC, I've been a little bit busy. We've got an interview with Israel Shira Ichilov and Mikhail Novositsky. We have Mateo's recap from Bolero Cup. I've got another interview with Shadow Ice Dance team Mina Esfandiari and Shinlei Case. It's about their unconventional team training strategy where they don't live in the same place. And it's basically how they're able to make it work. I have photos from the Junior Grand Prix in Italy and from Kenoshita Cup, thanks to Yuriko and Harumi. And I will have pictures this week from Lombardia Trophy, as well as some other articles that will be coming out later this week. At FSO, Gina has an interview with Chelsea Liu and Ryan Bedard. She's doing this great new pair team series, and it's a lot of fun getting to know these teams that are just coming together. She's got photos from the John Nix Pair Challenge. And next week, she's going to have another new pairs team series interview, along with photos from Lombardia Trophy. It's definitely busy.
Yes, indeed. And we made it through the episode, which is great.
We did.
And gosh, the next one is going to be as exciting, isn't it? With a lot of things to talk about.
I know. We're getting closer and closer and closer to the Olympic qualifier. And I'm excited and nervous for all the competitors who are going, and just hope everyone is able to put out their best skates while they're there. And we'll preview that in a future episode. But we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.